Hello and welcome to the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann. This episode covers my final thoughts after putting out the recent call for comments about an online PDC. First, if you have a few moments, stop by thepermaculturepodcast.com and click on the support tab. There you'll find ways to help out the show, including donations that help keep the show running and also generate scholarship opportunities so that others may attend permaculture and permaculture-influenced workshops. Second, thank you for everyone who responded in the various ways you did. I spent hours on the phone discussing ideas with people, plus numerous emails and messages through social media. During that time, our conversations ranged over many ways to deliver the contents for a PDC, as well as to collaborate on future efforts. That contact helped to narrow the focus and method for delivering an online PDC in a way that meets my desires as an instructor, and more importantly, the needs of the students. Several common themes arose from those conversations. Have the course be project-based? Prepare students to be ready to practice permaculture after completion of the program? Use the online format, but not to be tied to it. And to blend the two ideas I presented at the close of the last episode, looking for comments, so that the course is a mixture of an online classroom with mentoring. Those conversations led me to sketch out the following details. Spread the course out over 12 months, allowing more time to observe and experience the elements and personal design spaces. As the course is spread out, also spread out the tuition to allow for monthly payments, and initially to offer those on a sliding scale. As an instructor, provide online communications via the forum, where students can share and discuss their work. That feedback from me as the instructor should be provided on a scale of some kind, though not necessarily letter grades, and that any written comments should be detailed and not generic. Most everyone was okay with communication between myself and the class happening via the forum or email, and that phone contact should occur through regularly scheduled office hours to allow both myself and students to schedule around, to offer several starting times a year in a rolling fashion, with each class being small, around 10 to 12 students, and most likely every 6 months, then move to once a quarter, and then potentially more often as the curriculum develops and grows, and to develop a credit-based, standardized, evolving curriculum. That is to say, the course is divided into 13 units, one for each month, plus the final design project, in which a student must complete each unit in order. It allows each unit to be updated from the class experiences and keep each piece more or less compartmentalized to certain topics. That way, a unit may change, but not the overall order of when content is delivered. And this modular system with a rolling admission, payment plan, and courses being offered as credits matters to me because life happens. And I can provide students flexibility so that anyone who starts the course will be able to complete it, even if they aren't able to do so in one shot. And lastly, I want to add value to the course by providing individual mentoring to aid you on your path to practice permaculture in whatever direction that may be. To bring all those individual details together, I think the best course I can offer is what I'm calling a Principles and Projects PDC Plus. The principles form the base, so you can look at the macro, the big picture, and ask why. Why do I need to capture water in this design? Why do I need native habitat in this space? And use the answers to those questions to inform the micro, the techniques that you'll use to implement that broader picture. How you'll implement the water catchment, what species you want to support with the habitat, and in turn, what plants you'll use to do so. But for that to happen, you need experience. Hence the projects. But I want to make those projects meaningful so that there's a connection to something important for you. That informs my position as both a practitioner and teacher in establishing a sense of place to be grounded in your local environment in all forms, ecological, social, political, and so on. As permaculture works with visible and invisible structures, so we should be able to engage all of those in order to bring about better design, which requires us to take action. So rather than sit and talk and discuss the reading material, to break the connection from the computer and get out there and do the work in that local environment. Part of that will come in the form of assignments within each unit, and the other from the mentoring and independent study that you and I develop together. When it comes to delivering content for the course, several people mentioned having videos, though with the caveat that said video is well scripted, edited, and of high overall quality. Though I may be able to do some videos to clarify a particular section or two within a given unit, I don't see this as my best way to provide the course material. As one person putting all of this together, I lack the production team to produce a large quantity of video. Plus, then the student is again tied to sitting down and watching something. I'd rather have you reading and working on projects with some listen-on-the-go audio to round things out. With that in mind, and keeping with the online format of this proposed PDC Plus, at the beginning of each month, you would receive a packet of information via email that includes articles from me, selected readings from the textbooks, which will be Rosemary Morrow's Earth User's Guide to Permaculture and David Holmgren's Permaculture, Principles and Pathways Beyond Sustainability, links to any audio files or supplemental material, and the projects for that unit. You then have the month to work through the pack and post your results to the private forum for discussion before moving on to the next unit. Taking into account both the regular PDC material and the portions that add on to make up that plus part of the program, my expectation is that each week would consist of about 4 to 8 hours of reading another material and clock in at 300 to 400 hours of total classwork by the year's end, which includes the mentoring and individual study, but doesn't include your final design project. I understand if what I've set out here doesn't appeal to everyone. It's a lot to ask for a year-long commitment and this large portion of your time, but I want to offer something more than just the PDC that represents a solid value in your education down this road of regenerative design. By the course end, I want you to feel comfortable with the material as a natural extension of your thought process, for you to have a well-developed portfolio or property to point to when someone asks what work you've done, that you'll have mistakes to use as teaching moments and point out as, this is something that I've done that I'd like you to avoid in the future. To know about local resources and hurdles. To be an expert in your own local area when someone has a question about permaculture. For you to add to the permaculture community and to be respected in your own right. Does this sound like something you'd be interested in? If so, I'm looking to open up registration for the first class in the middle of May 2013, with the first packet being emailed out July 1st, 2013. I'm looking to a sliding scale range of $75 to $125 a month, which comes to $900 to $1,500 over the year for the entire course, with the possibility of work study as partial or full payment. Now that I've set forth the basics for this course, let me know if you're in or have any further questions so I can keep you informed along the way. Or, if you don't like this description and would like a shorter, more traditional online PDC, I can point you to some folks doing that work right now. Email show@thepermaculturepodcast.com or give me a call, 717-827-6266. Until the next time, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other.